Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidil mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, welcome to another thought-provoking episode on the silsila, the early echo. Wherever you are in the world, we hope that you and your family are safe and sound. Whichever part of the world you are in, don't forget that we as Muslims have certain responsibilities, certain duties, a specific purpose in life to worship Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it doesn't matter if you are in the southern hemisphere or the northern hemisphere, it doesn't matter which country or city you are in. We are Muslims first, and then we are other professions. Whatever other profession a person is, whatever degree a person has, whichever institute a person is with, first we are Muslims. And a reminder to also make dua for the ummah. When you are making dua, make dua to Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu for the sake of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, that he grants relief to the ummah, he grants shifa, cure to those who are sick and suffering from whatever type of illness, and he grants protection against the oppressors. Well, today we are going to be talking about the dunya and what has the world given us? Subhanallah azza wa jal. We are going to be talking about attachment to the world, being loyal to the world, and what do we receive. So stay tuned for that discussion, because to shed some madani pearls of advices and some narrations, once again we have the Honorable Mawlana Sayyid Muhammad Madani. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How is Mawlana Sahib doing?
Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. I'm doing fine, Mawlana Sahib. How are you keeping?
Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal.
MashaAllah.
Karam to the fadl of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Each day at a time, one step at a time, towards progress, towards fulfilling our purpose as well. Today we're talking about the world and loving the world, attachment to the world, and why this is not a healthy thing. It's not a good thing. Yes, indeed, we are living in this world. We are living on planet Earth. We are enjoying the different bounties that are there. Don't we enjoy the air that we breathe? It's there for our survival. Water is there for our survival. Food is there. Agriculture is there. Fruits and vegetables are there for our survival. So whilst we are living on planet Earth, we are not here to just enjoy life. We are not here to attach our hearts to worldly things, to material items. We are not here for the purposes of entertainment. Or we are not here that we don't have a purpose. We have a clearly defined purpose. Whilst you will find some people out there who might have name and fame, who might be influencers, who might have lots of wealth, but they are still running around in circles as to, is there a reason that we are here? Do we really have a purpose for life on this planet Earth? You and I as Muslims, even if we have no degrees, even if we have no money, no wealth, even if we have no recognition in society, we are way ahead of those people, because we have a purpose to worship Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to do good deeds and to prepare for what is coming. That is al-maut. That is death. And to prepare for the hereafter as well. You got one chance only. One shot. And that is this temporary life on planet Earth. That's it. Because once the angel of death visits you and I, it is all over. So what has the world given me? I work so hard in this world, for this world, to please people, to try and make sure I have a healthy bank account, to make sure I have enough saved for the rainy days, to live in comfort, and some to live in luxury and extravagance. But what is the world giving you back? Name and fame? Recognition? Appreciation? What is it giving you back? That's a serious question that we need to ask ourselves. What am I getting back from the world? The deeper I dive into this world and its attractions, its entertainments, then the further I can be going away from the pleasure of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because yes, this world is full of distractions, diversions, to divert our attention away from fulfilling our purpose. It is there to distract us and to waste our time. This is what the world is actually giving us. That it's there to distract our time from fulfilling our purpose by getting us engrossed in entertainments and the colorfulness and attractions of this world. You hear people saying, hey, my team scored those goals. My team, they won that match. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. And they take it so seriously. If their team loses, they become sad. It affects them emotionally. If their team wins, they feel like they won. Subhanallah, amazing. That's your team. But you are not their team. If you think about this, you'll understand what I'm saying. They don't want nothing to do with you. They just want your support. They just want your money. Every ticket you buy to go to the stadium, to watch that game, who's getting richer? Who's getting poorer? How do I get, this is what they think. How do I get your money from your pocket into my pocket? They just want your money. They just want your recognition. Others, they don't care about you. They don't even know you. They don't worry about you. When you are sick, who's there? When you are bankrupt, when you are stressed because of loans, because of the bills, who's there? Do they pick up the phone? Hey, don't worry, I'll sort it out. Huh? They don't know you, they don't care. This is the reality. They don't care about you. And the world gets us engrossed in all of those things that have no benefit at all. It eats up our valuable time. The same time I could be spending to read the Quran, to read Durood Sharif, Istighfar, to seek knowledge of Deen, to listen to a Sunnah-inspired bayan. I could be there to develop myself. I could use that time. And then you have people who spend hours on all these gaming sites, even online as well. Hours upon hours, hours on end. They don't even worry about food. They don't worry about salah. They don't worry about nobody else. They lock themselves in the room. And you know, like they enter this artificial reality. Because you know why? The dopamine rushes they are getting. Hey, you know, look, I won this game. You won this game, what, you got a trophy? You got a cash prize or something? How the dunya keeps us engrossed in these things. And Salat, it captivates us. And you know, Shaitan, he decorates sins.
Allah
Akbar. Looks like, hey, you know what? There's pleasure in that, in doing that, in getting involved in that. There's pleasure. But once you take a step back and you look at it, you know, the whole picture, not the little pixels. You look at the whole picture, then you see, hey, how many people, they said, hey, my team won today, and the next day they're gone. They left the dunya. What that team did for you, what the world did for you. If you are loyal to this world, the world is not loyal to you. It's full of deceptions. And how many of us have fallen face down into these traps, into these trickeries, into these deceptions of the dunya, of the world, of shaitan, and our nafs as well? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, grant us understanding. You remove those blinkers and see the world for what it is. Nevertheless, let's make some good intentions. As the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. Make the good intentions right now. Then, oh Allah Azza wa Jal, I am watching, I am listening to the silsila for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. I'm here to seek knowledge of deen. And what I learn, I will try to practice and share with others as well, insha'Allahu Azza wa Jal. Listen to this beautiful narration with regards to the excellence of Salat ala Nabi. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, Sayyiduna Jibra'il alayhi salam came to him stating humbly that Allah Azza wa Jal said, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, are you not pleased that when anyone from your ummah sends salat upon you once, then I shower mercy 10 times upon him. And when anyone from your ummah sends one salam, then I send salams 10 times upon him. How amazing is that? That if you send one durood sharif, you're getting 10 mercies of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. This is how we need to keep ourselves busy. We are busy everywhere else. We are busy in making our worldly life comfortable. There's no problem in living a comfortable life. There's no issue in that. But when it starts getting into extravagance and wastefulness, wastage, and showing off, now there's a problem. And this tends to happen, that my neighbor, they got 2 cars now. I got 1 car. I need to get 3 cars. So the competition starts. Subhanallah. How the world tricks us. And our money is gone there. Our attention is gone there. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding. Let's listen to a beautiful kalam and then we'll continue with the discussion. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Rok leti hai aapki nisbat tere jitne bhi hum pe chalte hain ye karam hai huzur ka Shari, tumi ne dil ko ban. کے میرے حرم رکھا تمی نے دل کو بنا کے میرے حرم رکھا کرم نہیں کرتے رہے سا اسی کے حصے میں آئیں تمام جاگیریں اسی کے حصے میں آئیں تمام جاگیریں نبی کے عشق سے آنکھوں کو جس نے نم رکھا نبی کے عشق سے آنکھوں کو جس نے نم رکھا کرم نہیں کرتے رہے سا چھپا کے دامن رحمت میں اپنے خالد کو چھپا کے دامن رحمت میں اپنے خالد کو قدم قدم پہ نوازا بڑا کرم رکھا قدم قدم پہ نوازا بڑا کرم رکھا کرم نہیں کر سایہ کرم رکھا کہاں کہاں نہ میرا اپنے بھرم رکھا
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم. ماشاء اللہ عز و جل. These kalams are designed to develop that love of Almighty Allah and His Rasul عزّ وجل و صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم in our hearts. They are designed to develop that love of Sahaba Ikram, Ahlul Bayt and Awliya Allah in our hearts. So continue listening. Recite along. Get your offspring also used to listening and reciting. And may Allah Jalla Jalaluhu take us all for Hajj and Umrah time and again. Take us to visit Medina Sharif, Aqsa Sharif, time and again. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sayyidina Wahab bin Munabbih, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, a great scholar in his time. He says that once Sayyiduna Nabi Isa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam was passing by a town and he saw that everything and everybody in that town, they were all dead. The humans, he saw the jinns also. The animals, the birds, the insects, all completely Not one person, not one thing survived there. So he, Ali Salam, he stood there for a while and he kept observing and looking at all the dead bodies. And he looked towards his followers who were with him. And he told them, all of them have died because of punishment from Allah Azza wa Jalla. If it wasn't the case, then they would not have died all together one time. So Nabi Isa alayhi salam, he turns towards all the dead bodies that are there. And he talks to them. And he says, oh people of this town. And then one voice is heard. One of the dead starts speaking and says, oh Ruhullah alayhi salam, we are here. So he asked, what sin did you all commit? And the person said, we used to worship shaitan. Allah. We used to worship the devil. And we used to love the world. Nabi Isa alayhi salam then asked, how did you all worship shaitan, the devil? The person replied, we used to follow those people that were disobedient to Almighty Allah. Then Isa alayhi salam asked, and how did you love the world, the dunya? He replied, it was as how a child loves a mother. That's how attached we were. That's how much we loved the world. Subhanallah. When the world would come to us, we would get happy. And if it would turn away, we would get sad. We had high hopes at the same time. And we continued to displease and disobey Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Isa alayhi salam then asked, and what happened? What kind of punishment came? The person replied, we spent the night peacefully, but in the morning, we found ourselves in Hawiya. Isa alayhi salam asked, what is Hawiya? He said, it's Sijjin. He asked, what is Sijjin? The person replied, it is a live coal of fire equal to the whole parts of this world in which the souls of all of us have been buried and imprisoned. Isa alayhi salam then asked, how come your companions are not talking? Only you are talking. He said, they can't talk. Why? Because there are rains of fire that have been put into their mouths. Therefore, they are unable to speak. So how are you talking? You're also one of them? He said, indeed, I am one of them. But I'm not in the state that they are in. When trouble came, I also became a victim along with these people. And now I am hanging with a hair in Hawiya. I don't know whether I will be thrown into the fire or I will achieve salvation. Allah. Dear viewers and listeners out there, this is a true story that had happened and contains Madani pearls of advice and admonition. That these people, they were attached to the world. How a child is attached to her mother. They used to worship shaitan. They used to follow people who disobeyed Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask you, and it's a question for myself, for ourselves as well. Who am I following? Am I following those that obey Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal? Or those who disobey Allah Azza wa Jal? And what is the condition of my heart? Is it attached to this dunya? Or, I have no love for this world. Ask yourself these serious questions, because life is serious. When the angel of death arrives, we'll understand the seriousness of this world. That love for this mortal world, love for its wealth, has become very strong in our hearts. There's a narration that says, the very first time that the dirham and dinar were created, that wealth, gold coins, silver coins were made, Shaitan took it, kissed it, placed it on its head, and said that whoever loves you will become my slave. So, we should think about this. Yes, we live in this world. Live a comfortable life within the boundaries of the Sharia. But don't live here to gain popularity and to engage in sins. Live here for the hereafter. That must be our mindset. Masa, from this parable, we see that loving this world will not benefit us.
Definitely.
Any Madani pearls?
And also, Munasab, from this narration, we come to a point of realization. And that is the guidelines we get from the Holy Quran and from the Ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Quran teaches us that, you know, this life is nothing but play and amusement. And also, the Quran teaches us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not create jinns and mankind for anything except to worship Him, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is our purpose in this world. And now when we are in this world, yes, of course, we cannot do without money. Yes, we cannot do without, you know, food, without water. And of course, this world, this dunya is alamul asbab. You know, we need to use the means of this world. But of course, it must be, as you've mentioned, within the boundaries of the Sharia. And if it's outside the boundaries of Sharia, where now a person is crossing the limits, where a person is becoming obsessed with his wealth, obsessed with materialistic things and the commodities of this world, then a person now is actually putting their own iman at risk. And how? Because we can understand it through this incident that occurred in Bani Israel, wherein there was a very pious individual, right? And his name was Bal'am bin Ba'ura. He was so pious that whatever dua he would make, it would be accepted.
Allah.
So
he was mustajab al-da'wah.
Yes, yes. Subhanallah. That's how pious he was. And people knew him and considered him to be a very pious person. Now, what happened was some people, they went to him and they told him that, you know what, make dua against Musa alayhi salam. For whatever reason it was, the people told him that your duas, whatever you make, they get accepted. Now we want you to make dua against Musa alayhi salam. They were both in the same time. So Bal'am bin Ba'ura, he gets a shock when he hears this. And he gets so mind boggled, like, how can you even ask me of such a thing? How can I make dua against a prophet of Allah? And that to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, you want me to make dua? He told them, no, I cannot do this. So they left him, and a second time they came to him. And they told him, please make dua against Musa alayhi salam. Again he tells them that, no, I cannot do so. I cannot. But this time he said, to give them some tasalli, to give them some peace of mind, he told them, okay, you know what, let me do istikhara, and then I will get back to you. So he did istikhara, and the indication that came was that do not make dua against Musa alayhi salam. Yeah. So he told his people that, you know what, I can't.
Why would he even consider doing
this? Exactly, why would they consider? Exactly.
Allah.
And now when they went to him, they came with a lot of treasures, a lot of gold and silver, jewelry and whatnot that was there. They laid it in front of him. And they told him, now make dua against Musa alayhi salam. And all of this that you see, all for you. The moment he heard these words and when he saw how much of wealth was in front of him without even thinking twice, immediately he said, okay, I will do it. Just like that, I will do it. And he had this intention in him. He went forward with it. And his intention was to make dua against Musa alayhi salam. But the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was something else. And the plan, the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was this, that when he intended to make dua against Musa alayhi salam, those same words were bouncing back on him. Was right. Coming back to himself. And Allah Ta'ala punished him in this way that his tongue came out and it was hanging right up until his chest. And like that, he was punished due to his love for this dunya, love for the wealth, that even his iman was ruined. He was considered so pious and his end result was this because of his love for his wealth. And it is mentioned that, you know, Bal'am bin Ma'ura, he will enter Jahannam, he will enter the fire of hell in the form and shape of Qitmir, which was the dog of Ashabi Kahf. Right. He will enter Jahannam like this. And the dog of Ashabi Kahf, that dog will enter Jannah in the form and shape of Bal'am bin Ma'ura. Because Bal'am bin Ma'ura, he was also a very handsome man. So the dog of Ashabi Kahf will enter Jannah in his form. So we see now that how he got ruined was his love for the wealth of this world, which ruined him. And it is mentioned also that love of something, it blinds a person. Now if you love someone, then you wouldn't want to hear anything bad about the person. Whatever you see, that is correct. And with wealth also blinds you. Wealth, if you have so much of love for wealth, it will blind you, it will make a person oblivious of the purpose in this dunya, the purpose in this world, wherein they would get so engrossed in it that they would forget, you know what, the time of salah is now, I need to go and perform salah. But no, they would be engrossed in their business, engrossed in their work, making sure that, you know, they're earning that $1-2 extra. But on the other hand, we see that if a person is living in this dunya and does have wealth, is living a life of comfort, but at the same time is not keeping that wealth in their heart, you know, they are spending it. So in this way, a person can make good use of their wealth and not fall in love with it, not be so blinded by it. And it is mentioned also in one narration that this dunya, you know, in which people fall so much in love with its beauty and attractiveness, it's mentioned that the same dunya, and this is narrated by Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, on the day of judgment, an old elderly woman will be brought forward and her back will be hunched, her eyes would be disfigured, her front teeth will be coming outwards. She would be brought forward and it will be said to the people that, do all of you know who she is? And the people on the day of Qiyamah, they would say that we seek refuge in Allah from knowing who she is. We don't even want to know. She's so disgusting. We seek refuge in Allah from knowing who she is. Then it will be said towards the people that this is the same dunya, this is the same world. Due to it, you severed family ties. Due to it, you had jealousy, you had malice, hatred, and all evil qualities because of the love of this world. And then it will be ordered that this old woman be taken towards the fire of Jahannam. As this old woman, meaning the world in reality, is taken towards the fire of Jahannam, she will announce and she would say, Ya Rabbi, O Allah, where are all of those that followed me? And then Allah Ta'ala will place all those that followed this world, that loved this world, into the fire of Jahannam with the dunya.
Allah.
So we see that all the time that we have in this world, why does a person, you know, fall so much into it, prioritizing it so much, whereas this is not the only world. We have a afterlife as well. We have an afterlife as well. The hereafter, the akhirah, and that is where we need to prioritize more than even in this dunya. Now one can say that, you know what, we are in this dunya, what can we do? We here, we have to do it, etc., etc. How can we find the time to do dini work, or how do we find the time to work towards our hereafter? And mashallah, for that, subhanallah, Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with such a beautiful organization called Dawat-e-Islami. In there we have our Thursday's Ijtima'at, we have our 3-day Madani Qafila, we have, if you're not 3-day, then at least 12 months, once in a lifetime, to travel for one entire year, right? But we see, to start off small, weekly Ijtima, we have 3 days, monthly Qafila, we have. All of these are for what? For what purpose? It is there to put into our schedule so that we can also balance our life. You know, we're not totally only on this world, but rather we need to strive for the hereafter as well. And subhanallah, the Ijtima'at of Dawat-e-Islami, that is one way of us going there, attending it. And what do? In there, we seek Islamic knowledge. Then we have 3-day Madani Qafila, in which we can reform ourselves and the people of the entire world.
Yeah.
So the options, the availabilities are there. It's just for us to take an interest and to go forward with it. And in that way, we would have best of both worlds, inshallah.
MashaAllah. Very thought-provoking Madani pearls you have mentioned, especially that narration about Bal'am bin Bawra. They say that, you know, every man has his price that you can buy off any man. But let me ask you, if somebody offered you maybe 10 million, 100 million to betray your brother, to sell out your mother and father, would you do it? Would you be blinded by that wealth? And would you do it? If they offered you diamonds and gold, how they offered to Bal'am bin Bawra, when he saw the glittering gold and he saw all of that wealth, and he got consumed with the love of wealth and the love of this world, look what happened to him. Look where he was, and look how he fell, how the mighty have fallen. He was at the stage where his du'as were guaranteed answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he went against a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that destroyed him. And subhanallah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we look at today, are we selling ourselves out? Does our deen take a back seat because of dunya? That we don't worry what we do, what we say, what we eat, how we earn, where we earn from. We just want to make a quick buck or easy money, so-called easy money, by selling, some are selling drugs, some are gambling, some are stealing from others, stealing properties, stealing money, hijackings are taking place, kidnappings are taking place, people are selling other people. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. All for the pleasures of the dunya. But the angel of death are going to come for the elites as well, for the 1% as well. For all these criminals that hide in the shadows, that you don't know who they are, you don't know their names, but they are hiding behind the scenes. And the marketing agencies, the entertainment industries are there, the music industry, the movies industry, via social media, via other media outlets. They are propagating their filth, their immorality, their immodesty, their hedonism, that you must live in this life just to attain pleasure. That's it. And how many Muslims have fallen for these tricks and traps? Don't be a slave of societal pressures. Don't be a slave of this world. Don't be a slave of your desires. Be a slave of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Creator, to whom we are going to return to very soon. Sooner than we realize, we are going to return to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What answers will I have? Allah Jalla Jalaluhu is giving us a chance here and now to make the right choice. But how many of us, we don't choose the right way, we choose the wrong way. We choose that which leads to the disobedience of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We break the Sharia and we feel we want to justify it. Look, we can justify it all we want, we can make all the excuses. But when the angel of death appears and when we are standing on the day of judgment, you heard on the day of judgment the old lady, we must ask ourselves, do I love that old lady that is disfigured? That's the world. If I love the world, that's what I love actually. And we will be with whom we love. For those who love the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, for those who love the Sahaba, Ahlul Bayt and Awliyaullah, for those who love Ghuthi Park, for those who love Sayyidina Imam Hassan and Hussein, radiyallahu anhum ajma'een, inshallah they'll be with them. We'll be with them, inshallah. Behind them we'll be. And for those who love the dunya, who love the world, who love paisa, who love money, as a narration mentions that if the son of Adam alayhi salam was given a mountain or a valley of gold, he will want another mountain of gold, another valley of gold. The more you chase after worldly comforts and pleasures, the further it's going to go, until before you know it, you fall down straight 6 feet under. How many people out there had dreams, had goals, had bucket lists, and before they even started, they left the world? Or whilst they were trying to accomplish those goals and fulfill their dreams, or to build that dream house, or to save up for that lovely vacation, how many went on vacation and passed away? Huh? How the world has deceived us. I'm not saying don't go on vacation. We're saying that, you know, priority. What is priority? Priority is to worship Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to obey Him. That is priority. Wherever you are in the world, even if you've gone on vacation, doesn't mean salahs are also on holiday. You must still read your 5 times salah. You must still fulfill rites. You must still follow the sunnah. You must still do good deeds. You must still lower your gaze. Munasab, any concluding remarks?
So, Munasab, one very important thing to understand and realize is that the more, as you've mentioned, the more one runs after this world, the further this world runs away from a person. That is why we see that with our pious predecessors, the awliya Allah, they had no interest in this world. They absolutely, they just engaged themselves from this world. They never chased it. Rather, they chased and went after the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was their main focal point. That was where their attention went. And when that happened, we see the entire world came right under their feet. And their names are still alive up until this day and will continue to be alive right up until the day of Qiyamah. So also, if we want success, our success lies in that we do not chase this world, rather we chase the hereafter. We worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then we would see our life coming right.
MashaAllah. Jazakallahu khairan for this beautiful Madani pulse. Dear viewers and listeners out there, don't be loyal to this world. Don't attach your heart. Don't give your love to this world. Live in this world, but be strategic and prepare for what is coming. Prepare for the grave. Prepare for the hereafter. And whoever gives us this advice is our well-wisher. We'll realize this when we are 6 feet under, when we are standing on there on the day of judgment. And all those who want to divert our attention to this world and to just enjoy your life, that's all. Believe me, you need to cut your losses. They are there just for the good times, for pleasure. But they're not there to take you to the masjid. They're not there to remind you of your responsibility as a Muslim to submit to Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, to worship Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. So live in this world. Live in here for the hereafter. And by doing this, insha'Allah ta'ala, we will gain safety and salvation in the grave and the hereafter. Inshallah. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.